This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock Podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and I'll take you through the factors and stocks that moved markets on Tuesday, September 22nd. Indian market fell for the fourth consecutive day on Tuesday following muted global cues to hit a 7-week low. The S&P BSE Sensex plunged 300 points while the Nifty 50 closed below 11,200 levels. Let's look at the final tally on D Street. The S&P BSE Sensex was down 300 points to 37,734, while the Nifty 50 fell 96 points to close at 11,153. Experts are of the view that weakness in global markets, rising cases of COVID, which could hamper the economic recovery across the world, kept investors on the edge. Vinod Nair, head of research at Jirit Financial Services, told Money Control that the Indian indices witnessed another day of volatility, with indices losing ground in the latter half of the trading day, as the broader markets also underperformed. Global cues were also mixed, with Asian markets in the red, while European markets opened in the green. Doubts about the timing of a global economic recovery emerged following talks of further restrictions to contain a resurgence in virus infections around the world, especially in Europe. This uncertainty hit the Indian markets also, which have been driven by liquidity and the expectation that the economy and earnings would be back on track soon, Nair said. Nair further added that the markets seem to be consolidating and investors are advised to stay cautious. Sectorally, the action was seen in IT space. Selling pressure was visible in oil and gas, capital goods, realty, consumer discretionary, etc., among others. On the broader markets front, the S&P BSE Midcap Index fell by 1.7% and the S&P BSE Small Cap Index was down by 1.6%. The Nifty Bank failed to hold on to 100-day moving average placed at 21,358. The index closed 1.07% lower at 21,139. Top Nifty gainers include names like Sun Pharma, Tech Mahindra, TCS and HCL Technologies. Top Nifty losers include names like Adani Ports, Bharti Infratel and Zee Entertainment. Let's talk about stocks and sectors. Sectorally, the selling pressure was seen in the capital goods index, which was down 2.4%, followed by the BSE oil and gas index that fell 2.3% and energy index, which was down 1.9%. Some action was seen in IT stocks, which rose 0.9%. Volume spike of more than 100% was seen in Ambuja Cements, SBI Life, Tata Chemicals and Adani Enterprises. Long buildup was seen in stocks like HCL Tech, Adani Enterprises and Page Industries. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Bata India, JSPL and Bharti Infratel. Nearly 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that includes names like TCS, Hexaware, and Saskin Technologies, etc. Let's take a look at what the technical indicators are saying about the market. The Nifty formed a bearish candle, breaking below 50 days exponential moving average. The index has been making lower top, lower bottom on a daily scale and closed below its 50-day exponential moving average, which is giving the upper hand to the bears in the market. It formed a bearish belt hold kind of candle as it made almost open high and remained under pressure at every small bounce back move. Now, till it sustains below 11,333 to 11,300 zones, a bounce could be sold for further weakness towards 11,000 and 10,880 zones, while on the upside, medium-term hurdle is shifting lower to 11,450 zones, Chandan Tapari of Motilal Oswal Financial Services said. Well, that's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com for more on markets, economy and even on general news. Thank you for listening.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.